Hello, this is a recording to help Walter with his lines in scene 11, which is the Buddy the Elf scene. So this is when they are making their pitch to Greenway. And this is also a very pinnacle moment for Walter in this scene, because this is when he decides to quit his job. So there's a lot of great opportunities for Walter as far as acting goes in this scene, to take a moment and a pause before you say your lines and then express yourself, because that will make all the difference. Okay? So at the beginning of the scene, Walter, your employees are very stressed. It is Christmas Eve and they're trying to come up with something, and they know Greenway is on his way. Okay, so all the employees are at their tables, and Walter, you start out center stage, blue X. Okay, and you have the first line. Go ahead. May I make a suggestion? Whenever we visited my Grammy in Budapest, she would tell us the story of little Palko, the one-legged boy. He wished and wished every year for a leg, and then one Christmas morning, there it was, under the tree, from Santa. Yes, a leg. Yes, because he'd been a very good boy. Wow, it's incredibly touching when you hear it in Hungarian. Dad, you're not going to believe what we just saw. We have to talk, Walter, right now. First of all, Buddy is missing. He ran away. He left a note on an Etch-a-Sketch. No, you don't understand. It's not just Buddy. Me and Mom both saw. Oh, Mr. Greenway, how lovely to see you.
Okay, make it quick. I've got to catch a plane back to Chicago. Hardly. Gotta fire somebody. You remember Mark Zenko in Acquisitions? He gave some con artist $300,000 of company money for a fake Christmas story. Now, let's hear your pitch, Hobbs, and it better be good.
Hi, Dad, everybody. I'm sorry that I... Buddy! Oh, we were so worried. Are you okay?
Well, I think I just broke up with my girlfriend. You have a girlfriend?
Dad, I know you're mad at me, and I want to fix that.
Hobbs, what is your family doing here? This is a business meeting.
I want to give you a Christmas present, but I don't have any money, so what would you prefer? 1,000 butterfly kisses or a bracelet made of my hair?
What? Are you telling me, Hobbs, that you don't have a story to pitch? Dad, I have a great story. It starts on Christmas morning. And that's the beginning of the song. And then after the song, everyone applauds, applauds, applauds. And then Greenway says, I love it! It's perfect! And the office staff goes back to their places. And you say, you guys move back a little bit and you say, just one little thing. Instead of an elf, let's make it a horse. I want to make it a horse instead of an elf. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You're an idiot. That's it. Hobbs, what's up with these kids of yours? Oh, come on, Buddy the Christmas Horse. Sir, I am not a horse. I've had enough of this. I don't need to be lectured by kids on how to sell kids' books to kids. You two, take your smart remarks and get out of here. Sorry. Oh, sorry. And I'd prefer that you kept your wife and your whole weirdo family out of the office and do your job. Now, you got a good idea here, Hobbs. So this is what you're gonna do. I'm gonna cancel my flight and we're gonna work all night and all day tomorrow until we... You got a problem with that? What? You want to spend Christmas on the unemployment line? You're weak, Hobbs. I haven't spent Christmas with my family in 30 years. Oh, Mr. Greenway? What? Merry Christmas. And then after he leaves, you say, oh, I've never been more proud of you, Walter. Buddy, we saw him. We saw Santa Claus. Did? He was flying around in his sleigh, and then he landed in Central Park. Oh, Walter, it was the most incredible. Why would he do that? Unless the sleigh couldn't fly anymore. Oh, Santa was afraid this would happen. We have to go help him. Come on! As they rush off, they all leave, and you're last to leave, and you say, and that is the end of scene 11. Very good job.